The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avery Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Kamala Harris Looks to Her Alma Mater, Howard University, for Election Night Headquarters. Kamala Harris could make her alma mater, Howard University, her headquarters on election night. NBC News confirmed that the Democratic nominee is shortening her list of places to spend the evening. The Washington, D.C.-based HBCU remains a top contender for Harris. If chosen, the vice president would most likely speak from Howard University as voting night closes. However, the current political climate would require even more venues and speeches if the results are contested. Given the aftermath of the 2020 election, in which Donald Trump denied its legitimacy, the Democratic Party is anticipating a potential repeat of this issue. The counting process could extend for days, with the Harris campaign prepping for any possible scenarios. In a recent interview with the news outlet on October 22nd, Harris remained vague about plans. However, she assured the public they would be ready for whatever came on Election Day and beyond. "We will deal with the election night and the days after as they come. And we have the resources and expertise and the focus on that," explained Harris. Moreover, Harris affirmed her concerns about Trump declaring the election for himself before confirming the accurate results. She also referenced the January 6 attacks, which sparked after Trump denied the legitimacy of Biden when in 2020. "This is a person, Donald Trump, who tried to undo the free and fair election, who still denies the will of the people, who incited a violent mob to attack the United States Capitol, and 140 law enforcement officers were attacked, some who were killed. This is a serious matter," she told reporter Haley Jackson. Harris added, "The American people are, at this point, 2 weeks out, being presented with very, very serious decisions about what will be the future of our country." Harris and Trump remain neck and neck across the nation and multiple battleground states. As the election inches closer, Harris hopes to assure supporters that they will cast their votes regardless. The next article is titled, Adorable and Affordable Gifts for Your Besties. As the year draws to a close and the holiday buzz begins, it is time to celebrate the season with your closest girlfriends. Our Target gift guide is packed with great choices, planners to map out your goals together, wine to toast another year of sisterhood, games for unforgettable ladies, nights in. It's the ultimate blend of beauty, fun, and connection to end the year looking and feeling fabulous. Give the gift of a good morning. Kickstart your best friend's mornings with the bold flavors of Black and Bold Coffee, a delicious Black-owned brew that packs a punch. And for an extra touch of sweetness, top it off with Target's own Good and Gather flavored whip for a creamy finish. Light, fluffy, and rich as they come. Good and Gather is also ideal as a topping for a dessert or a space for sauces, perfect for the friend who loves to indulge. Add a little more cheer to their coffee routine with these charming Target brand Threshold Black Nutcracker and Black Santa mugs. Glow up your bestie's beauty routine. Get ready to elevate her game with these must-have beauty gems. For the friend who's all about keeping her edges laid to perfection, the ORS Laid and Locked Styling Set is key. It's a secret weapon for a slicked look and for adding a little shine to your style. And don't miss the Black Radiance Lip Care Gift Set. Packed with lip-loving moisture and a splash of sparkle to keep that pout popping. Cheers to sisterhood. One thing about a good glass of red, that first sip is always pure bliss, with the wine's velvety flavors transforming any moment into a cozy, indulgent escape. Imagine you and your homegirls kicking your feet up, watching your favorite rom-com, and savoring a glass of Black-owned Black Girl Magic Red Blend. The title says it all. It's a celebration of Black femininity and power in a bottle. Oh, and we can't forget how pesky corks can be. Use the bottle opener designed by Tabitha Brown and sold exclusively at Target to make uncorking your favorite bottle effortless. Perfect picks for the game night champion. You know that one competitive friend who takes game night very seriously? They'll love the Tabitha Brown designed chess and checkers set, sold exclusively at Target. With vivid colors and sleek acrylic pieces, this set isn't just for playing, it's a standout decor piece. And what better for a chic game set than a chic score-keeping game journal to track all game night wins in style? For the friend who gets stuff done and looks good doing it, there are planners and then there are guided planners. Rather than drowning in a list of to-dos this season, let's make time management a priority, shall we? Planning together with your closest friends helps hold everyone accountable and keep them motivated. Target's own My Life, My Business guided planner is your personal roadmap to success, with inspiring prompts and smart layouts to keep you motivated. And did we mention it's part of Tabitha Brown's exclusive partnership with Target? Give the gift of organization and encouragement and watch your dreams turn into plans and your goals into reality. The next article is titled, If Not For My Girls. Coca-Cola Zero Sugar and Essence celebrate the season and the sisterhood with the season 6 cast of If Not For My Girls. Tis the season for hosting and gathering with your girls. Whether you're a novice host or a professional, there's an innate art to celebrating sisterhood and creating memories with your chosen family. Coca-Cola Zero Sugar and Essence's If Not For My Girls season 6 cast knows how to keep guests refreshed and engaged this holiday season. The girls of season 6 know how to create the ultimate event. Just ask actress, singer Amber Riley. Rapper, songwriter Lady London, and country music star Raina Roberts, they'll tell you it's all about the snacks and the sips. Be sure to serve all the palate pleasers at your next party. For savory, try an artisan-inspired pizza. For spicy, wings are the way to go. Add some grapes and strawberries for sweetness, and maybe even a little chocolate. But most importantly, Don't forget the beverages. Have Coca-Cola Zero Sugar on hand. It's the perfect complement to all of these holiday flavors and more. The next article is from Essence Contributors, Palessa Monterang, a prolific artist and illustrator living and working in London. Monterang has published portraits and animations in The New Yorker, The New York Times, The Guardian, Esquire, Elle, and Forbes, among other outlets. Crafting the artwork for our 2024 Power 40 list was right up her alley, while admitting that she loves to draw anything and everything. She states that her personal practice is about exploring her relationship with the web's emergent phenomenon. From its vice grip on her mind's eye to homogenized beauty ideals, plus an oft adversarial relationship with her online ID. When not drawing, she's enjoying hiking. Stephanie Ram Logan, as a writer whose work centers Caribbean people, food, and culture, Ram Logan was a good fit to pin our foodie-focused feature, How the Diaspora Dines During the Holidays. Her bylines have appeared in Punch Magazine, BestDressedPlate.com, Guy Dim, and Refinery 29. Her prize-winning short stories have been published in Island Voices, a collection of Caribbean short stories, and the Iowa Review. Originally from Trinidad and Tobago, Ram Logan has made a second home for herself in New York City. She is a lecturer at the University of New York, from which she also graduated with an MFA in creative writing. India Brown. After studying political science at Columbia University, Brown decided to change paths and pursue her lifelong dream of working at a fashion magazine. A few years later, she became a fashion editor at New York magazine's The Cut, where she stayed for the title's print issues and wrote stories showcasing new players on the creative scene. Throughout her career, she has remained dedicated to highlighting diverse voices and figures shaping fashion, beauty, lifestyle, and design. For this reason, she interviewed the duo behind the popular brand Who Decides War. In addition to being a creator and sharing her values, Brown runs a design platform called Fair Pleasure, which features pieces designed by emerging women-owned home decor brands. Danielle Smith, journalist and author of award-winning Shine Bright, A Very Personal History of Black Women in Pop. Smith is also creator and host of the NAACP Image Award-nominated Black Girl Songbook, a podcast focused on the stories of Black women in music. A former culture editor at ESPN and editor at Billboard, she was the first woman and first African-American to serve as editor-in-chief of Vibe. Having profiled star quarterback Jalen Hurts for us last year, she's once again tackling a sports legend this month in an icon named Serena. The New Yorker has called Smith one of the nation's most astute chroniclers of pop and hip-hop culture. If you have seen her work, chances are you might agree with that description. The next article is titled A Letter of Reflection from the editor of Essence. This year has been a whirlwind for me. I could probably say that every year, as the unexpected is always lurking around the corner. But as I grow older and my responsibilities increase, my actions and decisions carry more weight. Sometimes a wrong choice can make me feel like my life is over. Kidding, but not really. This issue hitting newsstands for November and December corresponds with my turning 29. I feel like an adult, even as I cling to my 20s, grappling with the concept of my next decade. If you've passed this stage, do you remember where you were at 29? What did you tell yourself as you approach 30? I've heard stories of women placing immense pressure on themselves as this milestone nears, but I've decided that, for me, this period will be free of expectations. This isn't about comfort. I simply want to ensure that failure doesn't distract, discourage, or deter me. As I head into 2025, I am embracing the beliefs that there's space for me in any area I choose to enter, and that every action, successful or not, carries a lesson. I am a student at 29. As I approach my personal milestone, Essence will also celebrate a landmark, our 55th anniversary in 2025. I imagine the magazine as a fellow traveler on this journey of discovery. The print landscape continues to evolve, requiring us to find ways to rejuvenate our space more often than we may like. In 2024, we established a tone that showcases how Black media can curate content and command respect for it across industries and communities, regardless of the creators. We have had a production year. There was our Black Love issue featuring Tracy Ellis Ross, Issa Rae, and Erica Alexander. Our Beauty issue, which cover star Beyonce, our men's issue with Usher, Damson Idris, and Russell Wilson, our Essence Festival of Culture issue, celebrating the people of New Orleans, and our fashion issue with Tim's. Now, we present this holiday and business issue featuring the great Serena Williams. Every cover was consciously crafted to reinvigorate Essence in the print realm. This approach gives us the freedom in the coming year to adhere to our own expectations rather than everyone else's. Yes, we still have key performance metrics to consider for the C-suite folks, LOL. But in 2025, we will experiment, elaborate, and explore who we are in the print space. That will put us on a parallel path with our cover star Serena, who is embracing a new era, celebrating her illustrious tennis career while diving into entrepreneurship, and Grammy winner Toni Braxton, who is on a journey of revitalization after a Las Vegas residency and a return to reality TV following personal tragedy. Our 4C Files franchise offers an op-ed by Hannah Beauty founder Abina Boa Ma describing her hair journey and business growth, while Who Decides War founders Tella D. Amore and Everard Best discuss the evolution of their luxury streetwear label. Rounding out the issue, we have our budget-inclusive holiday gift guide because inflation is crazy right now, and our 2024 Power 40 list showcasing top Black business leaders. As I reflect on this transformative journey, I'm reminded that each year brings not just challenges, but also profound growth. In embracing this lesson, I stand ready to cultivate resilience and authenticity as Essence and I navigate our path forward. The next article is titled, Comfort is Queen. A beauty founder shares how prioritizing contentment over perfectionism and finding trusted braiders has been essential to her hair journey. I was once at the Asa Baku One Dance Festival on the coast of my home country, Ghana, and minding my own business when I was pulled aside for an interview. The first question was, "Is that all your hair?" From her expression, it was clear my interviewer hoped I'd say no. At the time, I had perfected the crochet kinky hair leave out, making it look like it was growing straight from my scalp. Truthfully, it wasn't all my hair, but I said yes because to me, if it looks like my hair and I bought it, it's mine. Some of my earliest memories are of my mom styling my hair. Though I disliked the process, I trusted we both love the outcome, whether it was braids, threading styles, or twists. It wasn't until someone at school called my threading style burnt Cheetos and made comments about my skin tone that I began to question prevailing beauty standards. These experiences caused me to strive for perfection in all areas, especially with my hair. I ended up perming and texturizing it to make braiding easier, often wearing flat twists, and rarely feeling confident enough to wear my natural hair. I've always preferred low maintenance styles, braids being my favorite. This is because I ran track in college and needed an easy style to suit the active lifestyle. At the time, I remember watching all the natural hair videos on YouTube. Although I was inspired, it felt like my natural hair took too much time to care for. I was mixing things like aloe vera and marshmallow root, and I quickly realized I'd rather have someone else do my hair at all times. Since moving to Chicago in 2013, I've had the most amazing braider, Joy. She's gentle and fast, and she comes to my house or to the headquarters of my skin care company, Hannah Beauty, understanding that I can't sit for over 5 hours. The same standards apply when I travel to Ghana. Initially, I was uncomfortable with braiders in Accra. I was so used to having one braider for most of my adulthood. It doesn't help that during my first braiding experience as an adult in Ghana, the braider refused to listen to me when I told her the style was pulling my edges. She kept braiding. I cried the whole time and took the braids out right afterwards. Eventually, I found a trusted braider in Tamale, where we source shea butter for Hannah Beauty. In Accra, I use it to style my natural hair or do braids, and there too, most of the time, the braider comes to my house. When I launched Hannah Beauty in 2017, I unintentionally became the brand's face. I put pressure on myself to maintain a consistent look with curly, voluminous hair and flawless skin. For the first 2 years, I stuck to the same hair choices, rotating between braids and crochet styles. But perfectionism was not sustainable, and I started to prioritize comfort and the health of my hair, especially during the pandemic. Being stuck at home, I realized how relieved I felt not having to be done up all the time. I relearned how to take better care of my hair and experimented with different styles. In 2022, cutting my hair and wearing it out gave me newfound confidence. Although I initially thought I'd turn into a wig person, I found that I loved trying different hairstyles and braids. I kept my hair in a pixie cut for 2 years, enjoying styles like slick backs and finger rolls. Cutting my hair deepened my appreciation for it and strengthened my relationship with my stylist, Caprice Dominique. I'd been seeing her since 2017. After I skipped treatments for back-to-back braids, she helped me become more intentional about my hair health in 2021. Speaking of hair health, I don't have the same brand loyalty for hair products as I do for body care, but I have a few favorites. Kiss Edge Fixer Gel has become a staple for laying edges without flaking, and Bread Beauty Supply Hair Oil is perfect for locking in hydration. The Potion Studio Rose Balm Leave-In Conditioning Spray is great for braids and for pixie cut babies. Cara Care Styling Wax Stick and Nairobi Foaming Lotion are must-haves. These days, I see taking care of my hair as exciting rather than burdensome. I recently dyed my hair and felt it unlocked a softness in me. I know India Arie said, "I am not my hair," but let's be honest, when my hair is done, I feel so much joy and confidence. I truly find comfort in getting in Caprice's or Joy's chair. And even better to me, spending time with community is self-care. The next article is titled, Nightstand Opulence. 'Tis the season to snuggle up in bed and have everything that brings you joy right by your side. It's that time of year again when we reflect on everything we loved and didn't love over the past 12 months. From the lyrical showdown between Drake and Kendrick to the Stanley Cup making hydration a surprise. Fashion statement. 2024 has given us plenty to be amazed by and plenty to leave behind. Now as the weather gets colder and the nights get longer, it's all about creating a warm, cozy atmosphere for yourself. Your nightstand isn't just a place for necessities, it's a space for joy and indulgence. Whether it's a candle with a calming aroma or some posh products and tools to get your skin tight and right while you slumber, each item on this list has been thoughtfully curated to transform your nightly routine into a luxurious experience. Number 1, Vintage Nightstand, Stylist Owned. Invest in a stable yet stylish furniture piece on which to rest everything. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Aver Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.